Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on the GLC.
Let's start with
had to stop sexualizing sports when the female athlete. I like time reporter Ben Bogach called the Lady Bruins Cinderella's. He also called the LSU Lady Tigers Dirty Debutantes. He also called this competition good against evil. UCLA was the good guys, LSU the bad guys. Boaz thought it was cute. And he clearer byline to his story. The head coach, Kim Mulkey, no, you ain't doing that. He called him out, not once, but twice. It was a hit of racism and misogyny along with this article. Most of the Lady Tigers are black, African-American. Again, I can't remember who tells the story, see? So LSU Tiger became the bad guys. All over the country, they were the bad guys. And the UCLA players were good guys. As we forget, 20 years ago, against the Rutgers Garden Knights, I missed a radio show, called their team, ladies' team, nappy-headed hoes. I missed lost his job for 8 months. Here we are again with the Lady LSU Tigers. It won't be the last time. But Mr. Bosch didn't learn his lesson. He must be happy now. The Tigers lost the game to the Iowa Hawkeyes. And you know, folks, white players, male or female, never have to deal with this insanity. America loves African Americans when they make money, when they get over. But my African-Americans dressed their independence, their A personality, they use the N-word. That's where we are with the LSU Tigers against the Iowa guys. They're the bad guys again. On the bright side, before this thing is over, the UConn men and women, and those guys think men and women played a Final Four. A historical moment in the NCAA. Great, great injury. Two teams, Final Four, first time ever in American history. So, it might happen again this year, we will see. Let's take a break, come back on the other side for News of the Week, News of the Week. Thank you. down in San Luis Obispo, California. You know who you are. Right on, right on.
Welcome to the GLC with Gary Norris Gray. You can call in at 646-727-3649. Thank you, Black Athlete Sports Network, for sponsoring the Great Leopard Code. And it is now in its 10th year. Send news to Gary and Gray at blackathlete.com or Norris19 at att.net. Giovanni's Produce Store, El Cerrito, California, 510-235-1233 is one of the sponsors. Our new sponsor is Reality Sports Group in Reston, Virginia. Other sponsors are the New England Informer magazine with Doreen Wade, CEO of Boston, Massachusetts, Michael Lewis Ingram from BASN, and Soul Tree Radio in the Raw, Saturday afternoons and Wednesday nights on blogtalkradio.com. You can call 718-508-9216. That's 718-508-9216. Get your Canadian Philadelphia New York groove on with the Soul Patrol. Soul Tree Radio in the Raw. May my second radio home, WCLM 1450, with Sports Talk by Cowboy Reggie and the Sports Talk crew. The little old mystery man on Saturday afternoons. He will make you smile, he'll make you laugh with music of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Listen to WCLM 1450 and WCLMRadioOnline.com. The heart and soul of Richmond, Virginia. Pat Freeman, the mighty Oba from WUFO, 1080 Buffalo, New York. Young star Travis Singleton and his Kicks for Grades in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. If your kids are getting A's in school, then contact Travis on Facebook.com. Listen to Brother Anthony Johnson on The Anthony Johnson Show on Saturday at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern Time. Political Food for the Soul. Remembering Roland Rogers, CEO of BASN in New York City, and the family of BASN writers and broadcasters. Cannot forget the 707 and 609 for their support. Want to be a sponsor? Check in the Code Caravan email. You can email Gary and Gray at blackathlete.com or Norris19 at att.net. Join the Code Caravan, the Soul Patrol, Pad Nation, WCLM on Facebook.com. Please visit our website, www.blackathlete.com, and get a different look at the sports world. You'll be surprised at what you find. Call the Great Leopard Cove at 646-727-3649. That's 646-727-3649. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. As we go on with the, here we go. Last Monday, University of Tennessee, women's fired basketball head coach seasons. And only one second round NCAA exit. And that was this year. Well, we had center Joel Bead come back to run up a Tuesday with the OKC Thunder. SMU also gets a brand new basketball coach. Andy Enfield will now add the Mustang basketball program. Former NFL quarterback Vontae Davis founded his house at 35 years old. The Frozen Four will start this Thursday. The Frozen Four will start at Denver, and the four teams will be Denver, Boston University, Boston College, and Michigan. That will be the Frozen Four for 2024 at Exo Center, St. Paul, Minnesota, April 11th, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Lady Hawkeyes on Monday defeated the Tigers, Lady Tigers, 94-87 with a 41-point outburst by Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark was uplifted the female basketball world this year. She broke the 3-foot record in tournament with 9 Iowa returns in Final Four in Cleveland, Ohio. In the game, Angel Reese gets injured in the second quarter and was never the same after that. Beckers get the UConn Ladies Huskies back to the Final Four with 80-83 defeat. Major League Baseball gets its first winner last Monday night as the Houston Astros five starter Ronel Blanco made 10-0 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. First no hitter of the season for Major League Baseball. Moving on Tuesday, Deion Sanders is getting smart. What he's doing is he's building his coaching staff around professional players. He signed Warren Sapp to be defensive coordinator for the University of Colorado Buffaloes in the 2024 season. Carson Wentz is now at Kansas City Chiefs as he signs a 1-year deal with the Chiefs. Rayshon Rondo, the 2-time champion with the Boston Celtics, retires after 16 long seasons as in 2 NBA championships. Congratulations to Rondo. Wish the best for him in the coming days. Indiana State and the NIT, as they move on to the NIT Championship, they play New Jersey Seton Hall. And Seton Hall beats them by 1 point. On Thursday night, the Seton Hall Pirates defeat the Indiana State 6 Sycamores, Rebbe Zainaman, Missouri Valley. Missouri Valley is strong, and the NCAA did Bobany D wrong. I think all NCAA both should have been in the NCAAs. But, of course, small schools don't count. Wednesday, Angel Reese will go to the WNBA and join Caitlin Clark. Wednesday, the KC Valencia Stadium, or two new stadiums, fail, as many leaders say no to public funding on new stadiums. The Oakland A's by the hard way, as they will be going to Sacramento at the end of this season. The A's tried to offer owner $17 million per season, but the city wanted $94 million. The owner said, no, we're having that. So the A's will be going to Northern California, Sacramento, at the end of the 2024 season. Buffalo Bills and Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans. And what is going on in New York? The Buffalo Bills are the best receiver on the planet. Stephon Diggs. And you trade him to the Houston Texans, and now the Texans have become the super, super team. And the Buffalo Bills follow the New York Jets, and the Giants sent Barkley to Philadelphia. What are you doing? Could the Jets be next? I think so. Hornets head coach Steve Clifford was sent down at the end of the season. Vince Carter and Chauncey Billups entered the NBA Hall of Fame this fall. Congratulations to Vince Carter and Chauncey Billups as they go into history in the Hall of Fame this fall. Lieutenant Governor of Louisiana threatened the Bulls' scholarship after a team missed the national anthem in this game against Iowa. Once again, the GOP flexed its muscles against the kids. By the way, in the locker room, the head coach was saying a prayer for the team as the national anthem would be a plane. So Louisiana governor, you need to cool your jets. Mr. Randall on Thursday will be out of the season, and the New York Knicks are in serious trouble because now they have no scoring threat in the middle. And it's going to be interesting to see how the Knicks recover and Randall will be out for the rest of this season. USC basketball gets Razorback basketball head coach Eric Musselman of USC is moving to the Big games declared for the NBA draft, or he will enter the portal. We have decided yet. His first year at USC. Friday, Iowa gave Clark become player of the year. So I got head coach Don Daly is the coach of the year. Female on the female side, on the male side. Houston Kevin Dennis is the coach of the year. Casey Rusty Rice was a car accident last week. And now I might have to go to criminal case. After he left the scene of an accident where 5 people were injured speeding on the interstate. The New York Yankees pushed back the starting time for the Marlins game on Monday because of the solar eclipse. Really, I mean, they could have played an earlier game. All over the league, all the players are complaining about the new Nike uniforms. They might have to go back to the drawing board. They might have to get new uniforms. Players are complaining. The names are too small. The sweat stains are in the middle of the game and it's only April. What's it going to be when it comes June and July? Nike did not do his homework with his uniforms. The Casey Royals, owner's wife, wanted the team to lead Kansas City, and the voters reject another proposal for funding. Now, I think the A's could move back to Kansas City if the Vegas deal fails this year. All right, so we got one more thing to do. We already got that. It was a great, great Final Four. Purdue and UConn. With the number one seed on Saturday, they both win. Boilermakers, 53-50. And the Huskies over the Tide, 86-72. Saturday, the Chargers beat the losing streak. With an overtime win with the St. Louis Blues, 3-2 with a hat trick by William Eklund, and I was there to see the game. Great game, people coming to, and they're enjoying themselves, even though the San Jose Sharks are not having a great season. We'll take a break. Come back on our side for next week. After this break.
Really, when I'm
This week, this past weekend, the cookout 500. Martinsville, Virginia, William Bryant wins. Guy Larson came in second, and Jade Elliott third. As NASCAR gets a full swing. This week is the Auto Trader Echo Park race in Fort Worth, Texas. Indianapolis IndyCar 500. Last week they were off. Winner one. Last week they were off. Last past weekend was the Japanese Grand Prix. Great race. Verstappen wins again with teammate Sainz in second, as it leads to Red Bull teammates are going crazy, and they might win their fourth championship in a row. Max Verstappen and the Red Bull team are on their way. Next week, they're off. Before the Grand Prix of China. The Chinese Grand Prix will be next week. I'm going to take a little break here and come back with more stuff.
I keep on falling in love with you. Sometimes I love you. Sometimes I feel good. And
my girl, Alicia Keys, from the Bronx, New York. As always, let's get back to news of the week. Monday, this past Monday, the New York Mets are going in the wrong direction. As the undefeated Tigers beat them 5-0. The Baltimore Orioles are no joke as they beat the Kansas City Royals 6-4 on a tiebreaker over by Westbrook in the 9th inning. The Texas Rangers take the AL Western lead by beating Tampa Bay Rays 9-3. Who will stop the Atlanta Braves as they roll over the White Sox 9-0 and use a small ball in Chicago? Pittsburgh leads the Central Division with an 8-4 victory over the Astros, Washington Senators. Washington Nationals, I can call Washington Senators, you know how old I am, so when I call the Senators, that's been 70 years ago. Dodgers beat up the Giants on Monday, 8-3, with Otani start again. Boston shuts down the A's 8-0, allowing only 4 hits. As the A's are going backwards, the Mets get rained out on Tuesday. The Phillies win 9-4. Bryce Harper gets 3 home runs and 1 grand slam. The Reds over the Reds. The Angels take the short lead of the AL West with a 3-1 victory over Miami Marlins. The Yankees finally lose the game for the Arizona D-backs 7-0. The A's and Giants both lose by 4. Red Sox beat the A's in the 11th inning. On a builder's choice of a play, Giants lose the Dodgers again with Big Blue scoring 5 runs. The Dodgers are scoring 5 runs a game while the Giants have rotation issues and have to get straightened out. Wednesday, the Mets get rained out again along with the Chicago White Sox. The Yankees get back on the winning track with this probably over the Arizona D-backs. With Aaron Judge 2-run double in the 11th inning. Boston beat the A's on Zach Bly in the 4th inning. Sox win 1-0 over the Oakland A's. Rangers take the AL West. AL West leads with 4-1 middle of the Bay. In Florida, Angels share the lead as Ron Washington moves the LA Angels to the forefront. They tend to do win over Miami. Dodgers sweep the Giants 5-4 as the Dodgers gets his first home run of the year. Astros win their first game 8-0, 4 home runs over the Blue Jays on Thursday. The Giants had a makeup game on the A's. And the Mets win 5-0 on the tying inning. The Mets lose 5-0 on the tying inning. Mets finally win. Let me go. Let me repeat this again. I just think a makeup game. The Mets win the first game 5-0. Second game, the Detroit Tigers win. They get 6-3. Pittsburgh Pirates, and these guys are for real, folks. The NL Central lead with a little win over the Washington Nationals on Friday. The Giants come home and win over the Padres and walk off 3-2 victory. Giants win in a standing room only opener. Baltimore gets in a good start. We're 5-2 victory over the Pirates, 5-2. The Cubs come home and win their opener over the Dodgers, 9-7, in a wild 7-run fifth inning. Yankees lose their opener at a 4.2 earthquake in New Jersey. The Jays win 3-0, and the Tigers beat the A's 5-4 with reverse records. Hey, the Mets win 2 in a row, and they beat the Reds 3-2. And the Rangers jump all over Houston as the battle for Texas continues with 10-2. They get first place in the West. The Rangers are now in first place in the West. Alright, let's take one more break. Come back and we'll wrap up the final four. And NIT and all that stuff. And we'll get back with the WBIT. And we'll get that right too. Alright. Come back and wrap up this show real quick.
People live for the fortune. Some people live just for the fame. Some people live for the power, yeah. Some people live just to play the game. Some people think that the physical thing defines within. And I've been there before. That life's a ball, so full of the superficial.
my girl, Lisa Keys, man. And the WIT Vermont people do the first round and the final four WIT. Troy beat the University of Louisiana Monroe 89-85. The St. Louis Pelicans used to be in the Missouri Valley over Wisconsin. I think the 560. Minnesota Golden Gophers defeat the Cowgirls. Wyoming 65-54. The championship game was last Saturday. The Minnesota Golden Gophers against the St. Louis Pelicans at noon. And I can't find the score. WBIT Villanova against by Penn State. Illinois bound Washington State for the WBIT and Illinois for the championship, the first championship for Lady Illini. And they defeat the Nova Wildcats in the WBIT championship game. Congratulations, Lady Wildcats, as they win their games, the first ever championship for the Illini in the inaugural BIT title, 71-54, and I go build in Indianapolis, Indiana. And now the undefeated South Carolina Gamecocks with head coach Dawn Staley wins her third NCAA title as they defeat the Rutgers, the Iowa Hawkeyes, and they took a 7-second half command that game and shut down Caitlin Clark in the second half. And we congratulate the University of South Carolina, Gamecocks, an undefeated season for 2024. The first African American head coach, female, to do so. Congratulations to Dawn Staley and the South Carolina Gamecocks as they go 38-0 for 2024. And for the past 3 years, South Carolina has gone 109-3. That's like the same thing as the old UConn Lady Huskies did back in the 2000s. So, congratulations to Dawn Staley and South Carolina and their victory on Sunday night. Well, that's about it for today. Hope you enjoyed the show. Come back on regular time, on Saturday night at 1 o'clock, regular time. Don't forget tomorrow night, stir fry at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 in the East, with Michael Lewis Ingram, Soul, Tree Radio, and the Raw. I'll see you guys next week, Saturday afternoon, same time, same station. See you later.
He broke my heart, and now it's raining. to rub it in. I'm at your door. I feel so crazy about it. You say I told you so. You saw it long ago. You knew we had to go. I finally came around. I'm back on solid ground. Can't let it get me down.
Good night.